Blog Talk Radio.
Today's guest is Michael Gerber, author of the very successful E-Myth Revisited and founder of The Dreaming Room. And Don, I think you're up. I want to talk to Michael a little bit about franchising and entrepreneurship.
Yeah, well, I think before that, Mike, I think a lot of people listening might be a little surprised that your mom still tells you what to do.
Well, no, that's the problem. My mom has never told me what to do. She inspires me to do things that I never thought about doing.
Absolutely. That's great. That's tremendous. Yeah. What advice would you give to a prospective franchisee looking to buy a franchise, Michael?
Well, first of all, understand what you want. It has less to do with the franchise than it does with you. What is it truly important to you to do? This whole new emergence of the Dreaming Room, for example, really revolves around the idea that struck me that this is the age of the new entrepreneur. And the new entrepreneur is very, very much different than the one who preceded him. The new entrepreneur is more interested in a business that has meaning, not just money. So the whole question for the new entrepreneur or the one who wants to buy a franchise is really, so what's the meaning of this? What's the impact of this on the world? When we begin to look at the world and really realize that the world is in dreadful shape, you wonder then how I, in a business of my own, could have some kind of impact that would add value to the world. So I'd begin to look at franchises from that perspective. What's the value of the franchise? Mm-hmm. Presuming that I'm going to be successful, what is the value? What do I deliver that has value to my customer? What pride do I get from what it is I'm doing? What am I adding of benefit to the world as opposed to subtracting from the world, presuming, again, I'm going to be successful? So the first thing is, what does this company mean? What is the true meaning of this, and what's the impact and import of it? For me in my life, you know, I'm going to die one day, and I'm going to probably die inside my business. And what I'd like to ask myself is, will I be proud of the fact that I devoted the rest of my life to doing this?
Right.
Would I want to say this to people I love? Would I want to say this to my kids? What am I going to say to them when I describe what I've chosen to do with the years of my life that I'm going to do it in? Because, in fact, you're going to spend the rest of your life in this business or in something very much like it. The second thing I would ask, once I've decided that, yes, this is a worthy thing to do for me, a human being, how organized is this thing that I'm going to do? How organized is it? Does it have a truly kick-ass breakthrough system for doing what it needs to do, which is attract people to it as customers, which is convert those people into active customers and paying customers, and ability to convert those customers into clients, meaning they come back again and again and again and again. So I want to build or buy that capability, or I'm going to then be need to build it for myself.
Wow, it's a great. We've been asking that question now since we started the show, Michael. We never got such a great response.
Right.
Thank you.
So really, don't jump into anything quickly. Do your due diligence, and that's a good point. I mean, this might be something you've been doing for a long time. Are you going to be proud of telling people this is what you do?
Strong words, proud, yeah.
I mean, Marty, you and I have talked about people just can't jump into something that sounds great. They got to
They have to go more deeply into their own motivation.
Right.
And that's the thing that's missing almost all the time. Essentially, the prospective franchisee, the guy, the woman who decides they want to buy a business opportunity, essentially they go out there, and the one who pitches the deal the best gets the deal. And I'm essentially saying it's got to turn around the other way. The one who's going out becomes more thoughtful about what I'm looking for, as opposed to simply going out and looking for a good business to run.
Right, absolutely.
So that right there might be a a strong characteristic of a successful entrepreneur, somebody who is looking at it from that perspective. And that's really, you know, my next question. What do you feel are some of the characteristics of a successful entrepreneur, Michael?
Well, I'm thinking about the entrepreneur a great deal these days. As you know, in my E-Myth books, I talk about a business owner as three personalities, the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. And I say that the entrepreneur's part of that is the visionary. The entrepreneur is the one who's thinking about the future. The entrepreneur is the one who has a design in mind, the creator, the inventor of a business. The manager, on the other hand, is the personality, the one in us, who invents the system through which the entrepreneur's vision can become a turnkey reality at the operating level of the business. So the manager's job is to build the system. And to improve the system,
right,
and to improve the use of the system in order to be certain that it has that predictability and consistency that's absolutely essential for a great company. The third is the technician, and the technician's role is to become a master of the system. So the technician coming into work in a business needs to become a master of the system that the manager invented on behalf of the entrepreneur who envisions a result that this business is going to produce in a highly differentiated way that causes it to work better than its competitor. And then you see these three personalities working hand in glove. Well, I go into, in my new book, the entrepreneurial personality, and I break out the four parts of the entrepreneur. You might say the four personalities within the entrepreneurial personality. And the first is the dreamer. No dreamer, nothing is going to happen of any significance. And the dreamer is the one who actually does that. I call it intentional dreaming. Is the one who truly begins to work with a blank piece of paper to look for the opportunity that is a kick-ass opportunity that nobody else is looking at.
Right.
And that is the invention. The second part is the thinker. The thinker is the greatest ally of the dreamer. No thinker, that business may be a great, founded on a great dream, but it's never, ever, ever really going to do what it needs to do because you've got to put together the logic of the business. And the thinker is the left brain to the dreamer's right brain and creates balance as they too, in within each of us, entrepreneurs, go to work on the idea to flesh it out and to build the business model. The third is the storyteller. You need to tell a story. Every great company tells a story. Every great entrepreneur tells a story. But you need to write that story. You need to create that story. And so the storyteller writes the story that is going to go out to every single human being that entrepreneur can talk to. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story. Very few small businesses have a story worth telling. And therefore, very few small businesses really evoke the spirit and energy that's absolutely essential if that business is going to grow exponentially. And finally, is the leader. Every entrepreneur needs to be a leader. And that leader then creates the mission. So we have the storyteller has the purpose. The purpose of this business is to transform the lives of the people who go into business. The mission of E-Myth Worldwide is to build a turnkey coaching system that will enable us to deliver stunning results through a novice who's using our expert system to transform small business. You get the point of it.
Absolutely, yeah. Michael, what's the best way to get in touch with you if someone wants more information? Should they go to the Dreaming Room website?
Go to www.inthedreamingroom.com.
In the
Dreaming Room. Com.
Okay, great. We have a link up on our show page, too, Michael, so anyone listening can actually go to it. Again, I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Michael. I think...
Wonderful.
Great, and I
anybody who's passionate about this, got to get to a dreaming room. They're in San Diego, California.
Okay.
That's where I am. Just do it.
That's great. Thank you so much, Michael.
Great advice.
Have a great day, Michael.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Bye-bye. That was fantastic, Don.
Yeah, great
answer. Yeah, they could have spoken forever. We're gonna have to have Michael back one day. But I think this is a wrap, Don. I think we'll end the show and we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thanks.